Beginning Siman Reish Yud Beis Sha'ikr Poiter Atafel. This is one of the most common questions or dilemmas in general when it comes to Halachos Brachos, which is the concept of Ikr V'Tafel. Many of us learned Mishnayos back in elementary school. We know that the Ikr is Pater V'Tafel, but there's a lot of Lamdas, which unfortunately we don't have time to go into, and a lot of Halach L'maisa, based on the different food items that people consume. This can be an extremely relevant Halacha conversation. We will simply present the Mishnah Berurah's view, but I will point out that there are other shitas. There's the Aruch HaShulchan, and maybe even the Minog amongst many in Klal Yisrael, how to define what's considered a taruvas. So I might point it out here and there, but in general, we are simply learning the safer Mishnah Berurah. So Sif Aleph, Kol She Ikar Vima Tfela, the Shulchan Aruch says, whenever you have an Ikar, and in accompanying the Ikar is a Tfela, Pirish Davar Bilti Nechshav, something that's insignificant on its own, it's simply accompanying the main food, Mavarach Ala Ikar, you make a brach on the Ikar, and Upoiteres Atfela, this bracha patters the Tafel, Beim Yibracha Shalfaneha, Beim Yibracha Shalachra, whether it's a bracha Rishayna, bracha Achrayna, Lo Yibayim Ikar Ma'uriv Matafel, it does not make a difference if the Ikar is literally mixed in, Ela Afilu Kol Echel Avadai, each one stands on its own individually, but you're eating it as a Tafel, it will be a Tafel to the Ikar. Afilu Pashu Chashim Kol, even bread, Imu Tafel, if it's a Tafel Goyin, which is an example of the Mishnah, the last mission, I think it's the last mission in the sixth parak. Sha'achal dog maliach, vaychal pas imoy. Someone who eats a salty fish and he eats bread with it, kadish layazikenu begroinai, so that it shouldn't, his throat should be able to handle it. Mavarchal a dog, upoiter pas kevun shutafel, he'll make a bracha on the fish, and then it would pat to the pas, which is tafel. The Ramah adds, and we'll see the first part of the Ramah, in this year, v'yesh armim ma'tafel chaviv alav, if a tafel is chaviv, so then mevarech alav, you do make a bracha, v'achach mevarech la'ikr, going back to Siman Reish Yud Aleph, regarding kedima and bracha, that gets the kedima and the bracha, and then you make the bracha on the ikr. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat an Aleph Imhum Ha'arev Heker Ma'arev Kegon Kol Taruv Shnei Minim. You have a Taruv as a two minim she'echad hu ha'ikr v'ashinei inabu ala sakmei l'achshirei. The first one is the primary food. Second one is just fixing it. They're both ikr, but one is more than the other one. Harayv hu ikr, the rayv gets the significance. Siman Reish Ches, Siv Zayin. So you could have questions of chocolate covered almonds. You could have questions of a salad, which bracha to make, sushi. All of these things come from this halacha. Now, we go by rayv and apipashtos, unless you have specific ikr, if most of the sushi roll is rice, and you have a little bit of cucumbers in there, but you're mostly eating rice, so then you make a mazainus. If the ikr, you know the ikr is the fish, that's the ikr of it, so make one bracha. Now, you have sesame seeds and you have nuts, kosher, rive, shumshumin, if it's mostly sesame, basar, ikar, azlina, we go by the sesame seeds, mavarach, priyadama, and it would be a bari priyadama, omiyu. Kol ze, dafka, bishishneim, hu darva chashav. This is when they're both considered chashav things. Ha im echa, mehen, ain a darva chashav. If one of them is not a darva chashav, afshu, ha rive, even though it's the majority, batul hu, megabe, miyat ha-chashiv du ikr. It's bottle to the miyat, that is the chashiv part. V'ayin siman reish dalas, if you give it as much kasab nasham, never that. Demi chamesh is b'nei dagon, kaimel in the elba siman reish ches, demaravin im shaminim, afil him amit, even it's a small amount, kol shem niteng ba'tav shel otam, it was there to give taste, as lean basrayu, and on a simple level, let's say you got a sushi roll, and you ask for a crunch, and they put tempura in it or on it, or they fry the whole thing. So even though it's not the rive, the sushi is much is the dominant piece here, but since it's given the tam for taste, even if it's a mu'at, the entire sushi becomes a mezainis. Kosh nitim atav shel atam mezainim asrayim v'rachalei bar min mezainis. Bavad v'niftar taruvas harayv m'mnei sheminei dagon nechshav l'ikr tamid. That's always considered the ikr. Ach bavadim yish behem mamash. There has to be something there. Avam erev kemach b'mayim harbi. You made it soft that you could drink it. Let's say cookies and cream milkshake. So you're drinking it. It's so soft you could drink it. So in that case, you would make a shahako on that. Even if you're eating the ikr first, or you ate the ikra and tafel at the same time, then you make the bracha. But don't eat the tafel first, because the way the Mechaber explains it, again, this is based on Machlokes and the Rishonim, the Tafel is considered food. It's just that it could be a Tafel to the Bracha when you made the Bracha on the Iker. So you have to eat the Iker. If you're not eating the Iker first, so then you never made a Bracha on the Tafel and you're eating food without making a Bracha on it. Even if the Tafel wasn't there, the normal thing to do is eat the Tafel, and not Shina Makam, because once again, the Tafel is food, and if you're eating the Tafel on its own or you had a Shina Makam, you have to make a new Bracha. It's that the Tafel can piggyback on the Iker. That's how this is working from a halacha standpoint. Not that the tuffel is totally putter from bracha. Okay, Avim Ena Rago B'Kafa Gamal Hayadati B'Firish B'Shas Bracha Lecha HaTafel Tzor Levar Gamal HaTafel. You have to make a bracha on the tafel. Ach Oz Mavarach HaTafel Rak Shehakel. You have to make a shehakel. Da'al Kol Ponim Tafel Hu Umafsid B'Chase Eikaris. He says like this, that if you don't have in mind, then you need to make a bracha on the tafel. But, as we'll see in a minute, in Sifkas and Hay, based on the Ramah, this tafel already lowered its level of hana. You're lowering the level of hana you're going to have from this tafel. So then, you make a shahakal dakapadam tafel who mounts the bracha se ikris and lost its primary bracha. V'dum in the psak ramah lakamam haga, the mecha tafel kadim ha'ikr, ach, the tzarech levar ha'lov ni atzmoy, avena nifter bracha se ikr, shivar ha'chagach, mikabakam kim shu tafel mounts the bracha se ikris. Let's see, he says you have a chaviv item, which is a tafel. So since it's chaviv, you can't ignore it, but because it's a tafel, it lowers the bracha on what you would. It lowers what the bracha would be. Hanusi, so they had this beverage called this anusi, and they would drink it after they drank to sweeten the wine. The shtiyas hayayin shasas mikaidim, the wine that they drank earlier, so you don't need to make a new bracha. The intfilin layayin. Vodin kashasas shamashkut techasuda. Varchal achakach anusi lamatik hashtiyah in tzarech bracha. It doesn't need a bracha because the shtui is a tafel to the beverages. Mishum the brichas alechem by tartan. The mashka tafel alechem by anusi lamashka. Even though the anusi is not really an item that you would use for during a suda, it's a tafel type of item. So what's a tafel to? It's not tafel to the bread, but since it's tafel to the beverages, and the beverages already were pater, the bracha was from the on the lechem, pater the bracha on the beverages, so it's all included in the original hamotzi. Then the Ramah said, and this is going back to Sifkat and Hay, that if you have a tafel which happens to be chaviv, so you can't ignore it, you make the bracha on that, but you only make a shahakal. I am Magen Avraham. The Agro Shikshu Kamakushu Zazeh Umasik Magen Avraham. Adina Dein Chilukuze. We hold you don't make a bracha on the tafel. V'gamali Rabba Hevi B'Shim Bahag. The Kolbo Yishikosu Behedid Afilu Ma Tafel Chavula Mevarchal Iker Levad. You only make a bracha on the Iker. Why? By time Dafsha Tafel Chavula Be'etzem Yoyser Mekabakam Ati Ne'ochol Rak Meshul Iker. You're not eating it for the Hamas Achila. Shebeshvilo Yehuschal Ibra Achila Ovilto Lohay Ochol Tafel Klal. You wouldn't be eating the tafel at all. So it's simply piggybacking on the Iker. Ayn Shemoid. The Cholzeh Afilu B'Shein Mechasein Shabbos V'gam Yinochol Biyachal. This is even in a case where does not have the same bracha and you're not eating it together. Of course, if it was one bracha, you would definitely make the bracha on the ikar. But the chiddush is even if it's different brachas. Now, Misha Shasi Yein Saruf. This is a yeshiva bachar shayla. Someone who drank scotch, he drank bourbon. Voichal eisa davar in ma'at pas acharav. So he has some pretzels as a chaser. L'hafik harifas hashtia. It's too sharp. He can't handle the alcohol. Nasa pas tavav in sar levar chalav. You don't need it. Now, if you also like pretzels, that's something else. But let's say you're only eating it as a chaser to chase down the beverage, so as long as you drink the beverage first, the beverage, the food is a tafel. L'chid dafka shayi dati l'abashas bracha. Oshirago. Let's say you're eating bread as a tafel. What about washing your hands? That you would not need to because you're not having this halacha. So you're not having bread as bread. So really, it should be tafel. On the other hand, there's a concern that maybe the takana was anytime eating bread. Takana atu truma. So what's the difference of why you're eating this bread? And therefore the Mishnah says definitely don't make a bracha on it. And if it's less than a kazayas, so then for sure there would not need to be an atila. But either way, don't make a bracha on it in that case. Next. Now this case, of the chaser is when you're not planning on eating the tafel, you never intended on eating the tafel as far as, you know, on a standalone item, you're not hungry for it. You try to get rid of the chase down the alcohol, the sharp alcohol. He's having ragalach and bourbon. The meal, a suda of bachram, afa gav shenirish echad ikra v'shini tafel. Even though it appears that you're simply chasing down the scotch with the ragalach, kevin shekavanos lachila shneim, and kin ein za tafel v'zeh. But tzor levorach ha'alekach, oyal merkachas tchila shim, chashuvim v'achram v'orach l'yayin sarf, and then make the brach on the yayin sarf, af sheyayin sarf chav v'lov, because the merkachas is mezainus. For then kishoretz lechol shar dvarim, ina mutter rak kishoretz lechol rak ma'at, k'til hafek amriris, oz havi tafel. But if you're eating, Chinese food to get rid of the chase down the alcohol, but you want to eat more, not just as a chaser. You want to eat it, you're hungry. A person should not use bread as a chaser. Who's going to really know if he's doing it simply to get rid of the alcohol? Or he wants to actually eat the other side of our chametz in this daim, and you're going to run into many shaylos. So misha shor achar gemar chilosim at pas b'yayin sarf l'akol hamachol to help digest it. Yesh v'arach l'yayin sarf. You make a bracha on the bourbon. Dikar kavanos le'oz l'yayin sarf the l'akol ve'ein shaych l'suda. It's not part of the suda. Rak misha chazek l'lishtay. So that because it's so strong, that's why he shared by pas l'afik tzas merusay. You're simply adding bread to get rid of the abundant merir. But the brandy is the ikker. Al Yerabba Mashna Taiva Eifin Zed Shishat Chilimat Yain Sarif. Couldn't show my passive or chlav. There will be a chumra lechatchila to first drink a little bit before adding the bread. Bain la el b'sim kufayin dalas. The Kodim Lamates Mishabur Dim Acher Shachal Machal Shami in Lekam Ad Yain Sarif Lavik Hashem Nus Piv. Im Raga B'kach In Sarif Bracha Du Tafel Pas. That would not be considered like a non Suda item. It would be something that you typically have during the Suda, and it would be nichlal in the Hamaitzis. Anyways, you would not be making a bracha on this.